Dateline Washington, Tuesday, December 2nd, 2008. Hello again from the nation's capital. I'm Greg Corumbus. In this edition, forget another bailout. It's time for a tax holiday. Texas Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert is with us to explain why he wants to see a two-month break on personal income taxes and Social Security taxes collected by the government. Also in this edition, we're officially in a recession. We'll talk with Morna Desmond of Forbes.com about just how bad the economy is and how we should read the markets in this volatile time. Plus, the Senate drama continues. We'll talk with Lou Jacobson of Congress now as Georgia voters head to the polls for that state's runoff, and we'll get the latest on the recount effort for the Senate race in Minnesota. And deterring terrorism. Retired Army General Paul Valley is with us to offer his advice to the incoming Obama administration on how to stop the proliferation of terrorism and nuclear weapons over the next 4 years. All that, plus a look at Tuesday's headlines, follows our discussion with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, and that begins right now. My first guest in this edition is Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert, a Republican from the Lone Star State's 1st Congressional District, and he's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. He joins me now to explain his idea for a tax holiday to help stimulate the economy far better than a massive bailout plan or another major economic stimulus package. He joins me now to discuss the details and how it's likely to fare up on Capitol Hill. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, thanks for having me on. And what really got my attention was seeing an estimated $7.7 trillion had been committed by Paulson and Bernanke to try to help our struggling economy. And then I'd requested the numbers and got them. We're expected to receive $1.2 trillion in individual income tax for the entire year of 2008. And when that sinks in, you just go, my word, 6.5 times what they're going to receive in income tax is what they've committed. Yeah, these guys, what are they doing? And if you just get back to basics, where people can do a better job of spending their own tax money than somebody in Washington running around giving it to their cronies, then you can have something that could work. But really, so what I came back to, Greg, was what has a chance? I'd love to just declare 2008 a tax holiday. Not much chance passing that. I'd still be open to that rather than the trillions they're giving away or so-called investing for us. But if you look individually, what we proposed January and February as tax holidays for income tax, for FICA, Social Security, there is $101 billion that's spent each month by taxpayers going into the U.S. Treasury. There's another $65.6 billion each month that goes from workers and the businesses that hire them into the FICA payment. And so if you add those together, you still come out $17 or $18 billion less than the $350 billion that Paulson has left to play with in the original $700 billion bailout. And when you get your head around the idea of, wow, I could have that much money back in my paycheck for 2 months in a row, I mean, the bottom line we've heard from Paulson was, gee, we've got some mortgages where people are behind on, and maybe we need to loan them more money. Well, just give them more of their own money. Let them catch up. We've heard the auto dealers, you know, the big three have run to Washington, didn't have a plan, didn't have any idea what they were going to do with it, but just give us $25 billion and we'll try to figure out what to do, but we may be back again. Well, that's ridiculous. Let the taxpayers have their own money, which will allow them to go out and buy cars. I've heard a lot of people say, I'd love to get a new updated car, more fuel efficient, but I'm underwater on the car I've got, and I don't have any money to make that up. Well, this would give them the makeup money, and then they could go get a more fuel-efficient car. I've heard people say, I would love to take advantage of some of the huge bargains, and there are some good buys in the stock market right now, but I don't have the free cash to do it. This would give them cash to go buy some stock. So let the taxpayers you know, decide who they want to bail out in the auto industry. Let them decide who they want to bail out on Wall Street by who stock they buy. People would have great months of January and February, be able to take their families out to eat again. That's what the economy needs, not Mickey Mouse operation with Goofy at work trying to spend your money in Washington for you.
A couple of follow-up questions as we speak with Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert. And Congressman, how did you arrive at a two-month proposal rather than one or, say, 3 months? What do you believe that a two-month tax holiday on Social Security taxes as well as personal income taxes will do in order to stimulate spending? You talked about some of the examples of how folks might use that extra money in their pocket. Will they spend it over that 2 months, or will they see that their tax burden is coming back in a couple months and kind of store it up for that time?
Well, whatever they'll do with it, they'll do it more wisely than the trillions that Washington is committing on their behalf. But where I came to that figure was that, Paulson still got a $350 billion slush fund to spend. Rather than letting him commit tax dollars, let taxpayers have their tax dollars back, and they'll do a better job with it. But Greg, there's just so much arrogance coming from Washington to say, look, this is too complicated. You don't understand it. The stock market's fragile. Well, I understand. When you have a president of the United States and a secretary of the Treasury that go out for 2 weeks and say the financial sky is falling, the stock market responds. It sends us into paranoid schizophrenia. And so the least little thing sends it up, sends it down. And this, we've got to create more calm, despite Paulson, going around saying, oh, we're going to be better than we thought. Once he creates panic, then the panic has to be calmed by somebody besides him. And so I think that helps spread the calm, helps give some people a little nest egg to work with, gives them assurance. So really, Greg, whether they spend it, whether they put it up for a rainy day, it gives them more calm. It still helps the economy. And we're better off, and the stock market can go back to being not so jittery every day.
What are you hearing from your colleagues in reaction to this idea? How well do they like it?
Well, I'm getting a lot of response favorable to this rather than, a whole, because originally I'd say, well, why not a whole year? 1.2 trillion is better than 7.7. But it's catching on. Just in the last hour, I've gotten some more emails from colleagues that are saying, count me in. I want to be part of this. But the bottom line is this has no chance at all unless the American people let their representative, let their senators know that we want this done. Because the dirty little secret in Washington, whether it's Republicans or Democrats in the majority, is that whoever is in the majority wants to stay in the majority. And if a majority of the American people say, if you don't do this, you're not going to be in the majority at the next election, then it's amazing how much gets done. So it's really in the hands of the American people. I'm pushing it. We've got other people jumping on board, and some like Newt Gingrich and Jed Babin have been very supportive and helpful in their suggestions. But it's up to the American people. They're going to have to contact people, make sure it's clear to their representative or their senator that they want 2 months of their own money in their own pocket, that they're tired of the Mickey Mouse operation in Washington playing with their money, and Goofy can send it back to them instead of some executive who can go on a nice golf outing or retreat somewhere.
Do you plan?
Well, another thing that really got me about it too, Greg, is, Paulson gives so much money to the banks and said, now we want you to use this to extend credit and help the logjam on credit. And some of them realize, and he didn't even put any restrictions on it like he should have. And so, some have used it for lavish retreats. Some are trying to restrict that now. But then others have said, we'll never have this much cash again. It's time to buy up the competition. Using tax dollars to monopolize the banking industry, that is just absurd and obscene. So we can do a better job if people have it in their own pockets.
Congressman, is there a plan to introduce this in committee during this lame duck session of Congress? Will it be introduced as an alternative to potentially another stimulus package?
Yes.
How will this go?
We're planning on introducing it next week. We hope to have, we're working on it with the legislative council that helps with official legislation and hope to have that done this week. And we've got a number of people already wanting to co-sponsor it. So, we'll have that filed hopefully on Monday. And if the American people let their voices be known, give us our own money, don't give it to Wall Street, don't give it to Detroit, let us be the ones to give it to Detroit, then this has a real good chance of passing.
And you mentioned the last subject I wanted to get to in our final 90 seconds here, Congressman, and that's that the auto industry executives are back in town this week looking for those $25 billion in loans from the U.S. taxpayers through Congress. What will you be listening for this week, and what should taxpayers keep in mind as they listen to the case being made by the executives?
Well, as a former judge, I listen to what people have said and done in the past to help me judge the credibility for the future. And when they came to Washington without a plan and said, just here's our handout, we'll probably be back for more later, but give us this to start with, then they strike me as the drug addicts that I used to have to sentence as an addict, would say, look, I got to have a bigger fix, a more often fix, and we have got to, if we really love people, we have got to interdict and say, no more, we're cutting you off, we're going to make you stand on your own merits. If we really love them and care about them, we got to cut off the addiction to these taxpayer fixes that they've been getting and they've been trying to get from Washington. They've already got $25 billion that could be used, but they're asking for more, and I'm not sure there's much they can tell me that's going to really be persuasive based on past conduct and past comments.
In the end, do you think that Congress is likely to approve the money, or will they eventually say no?
Speaker Pelosi and Harry Reid say that they just don't believe they could ever let the big three file for bankruptcy. That would adversely affect the UAW, and they're obviously determined to not let that happen. So I don't know, but if the American people say you give away $25 billion of our money to people that have not been good stewards and we're going to elect a new majority, then you would just see that money not pass.
Congressman, always great to have you with us, sir, and thanks for being with us and explaining your proposal.
Always great to be with you.
Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert represents his state's 1st Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. This is Dateline Washington.